This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Friday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Vinny, you almost won $1 million.
Yeah, you know, I like the way you word that. You said it's Friday, and I went, and I'm broke. That's what I was thinking in my head. Sure, I almost won $1 million, but you know what I actually won? Nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't win anything. I lost. I had to go and guess Denny's. And I did now look at the text, and people are saying, if you've been to Japan, you'd know KFC is everywhere there.
Oh.
I haven't been to Japan.
I didn't notice it. Frankly, you know,
and I was really the thought behind it was very much that if they're taking the holidays seriously, then they're going someplace where they can sit down. According to the texters, they're saying, nope, it's to go. They get it, bring it home and eat it at home. And they're also saying you have to order your KFC months in advance.
Oh, my God. Like, it's that popular.
It's the thing to do. So
wow.
I'd never heard this anywhere. Not a peep of it.
Me either.
So
well, that's I guess that was a good question then.
Took me out.
It's a bummer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, you did do well. I mean,
yeah,
you got every other one right. I would have been out on the coach
question. They seemed like softballs to me, but okay.
Yeah. Most of them. It did, didn't it? Well, look, the fact that is they gave it to charity. So they probably were like, we need to get some money away here.
Oh, yeah. Someone wrote in and said that he was playing for restaurant workers, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nicole found that, actually, during the break. So it's, you know, they wanted to give the $1 million. And I think that that's
good.
That seems valid. Anyway, they're doing a whole celebrity who wants to be a millionaire thing. And somebody won it. David Chang, first celebrity to win. All right. Here we go. Here's the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows educators and students need access to more personal protective equipment and technology now.
Mm.
So the Fremont Bank Foundation donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts to buy supplies to keep people safe while learning continues for our community's youth.
Nice job.
So here's what's happening. Weather today, partly cloudy skies. Like, you know, it'll move in and out.
Yeah.
So... not going to be bad, not going to be great. Yesterday was pretty spectacularly nice.
Where it was a really nice day, actually.
Mm-hmm. I went for a jump in the ocean, had a few minutes there, and then came home and did chores.
Well, chores.
Now that you're living in your house, round the clock, that things get messy fast.
Mm. God. And you get stared in the face by the stuff that has to get done, too. It's not like you can leave and forget all about it.
Right. If you're out and away from it all, it seems real easy to forget.
Yeah.
But that pile of laundry, when you're sitting there...
it's not going to do itself, man.
Right. Anyway, so there's your weather. Decent day in the high 50s, low 60s, depending on where you're at, should be pretty nice. Big weekend ahead. If you're into football, this is your weekend. There's three games Saturday, three games Sunday. Should be a lot of fun. One of the big ones is Saturday evening. Washington football team plays the Tampa Bay Buccaneers starring Tom Brady. How do you feel about that?
Knock them out, football team.
You're going to root for Washington.
Hell yeah, I'm rooting for Washington.
After everything that Tom Brady has done for your New England Patriots, you're going to root against...
oh, stealing some of our best players and then running off to Tampa Bay to keep going? Ending his legacy? Yeah. Traitor. I'm not voting for him.
Oh,
I hope he loses the fight.
Gosh.
You heard me.
That's unbelievable.
Tom Brady.
Anyway, so it's a good weekend if you're going to be trapped inside to be trapped inside. And speaking of, it looks like, I mean, I'd already mentioned some of the COVID numbers to you earlier in the news, but
they're high.
There's a new COVID-19 travel advisory. Yeah, and by the way, although I was sort of doing that story to highlight LA is so much far worse than we are, that doesn't mean we're doing well. We're spiking as well. And a few people who work in ERs were like, yeah, but we're still all filled up. And I was like, yeah, I guess I didn't exactly paint the proper picture there, because by making LA seem so bad, it makes us seem good. I wasn't trying to do that. Things are bad everywhere, and Californians have now been told to stay within 120 miles of home.
Hmm.
That's the latest travel advisory. As let's see, that was released, it looks like yesterday. The California Department of Public Health is asking people, if you don't have to travel, don't.
Yeah.
And they're discouraging people from coming into California. By the way, when I was talking about right after Christmas, the second week of Christmas vacation, there were a ton of people in town. Like, I couldn't cross town here in Santa Cruz. Many of the plates were from Nevada.
Oh.
A lot of them. And I thought, well, we do go to their Las Vegas a lot, but please go home. God, you've been stuck for a while.
We've all been stuck. But if we stick a little longer, that would be helpful.
Right. Anyway, they're asking people not to travel into California. And for those of you who live here, don't travel far from home. Mm. So that's the latest, because things aren't good. So there's that. Good weekend to stay home. Watch a bunch of football.
Yeah, there you go. There's plenty of stuff on TV.
How about a fast fact, Sarah?
You know that I love those facts. This is how we win Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, by learning from Vinny's fast facts.
ABBA, the Beach Boys, Bob Marley, Diana Ross, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, the Notorious B.I.G., Oasis, Queen, Snoop Dogg, and The Who all have one thing in common. Well, they probably have other things in common, but the one thing they have in common is none of them won a Grammy. ABBA, the Beach Boys, Bob Marley, Diana Ross, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, the Notorious B.I.G., Oasis, Queen, Snoop Dogg, and The Who never won a single Grammy.
Extremely surprising.
That's a star-studded list.
No doubt. You would think they would still be eligible. Like, today, half of those people could be up for Grammys. Like, that's crazy.
Biggie was early in the... not real early, like one of the original rap stars, but kind of early in the game. Now it's pop music. Rap is the popular music.
Right.
It's not debatable. It's the biggest thing. It's what the kids listen to. But then, that was when did he die? It was the 90s, right? Yeah. Did he die in 2000?
He died in the 90s.
I don't know.
Oh, it was in the 90s?
Yeah.
99?
Late 90s, yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I can see how that happened, although his records were huge. He should have won one.
You know, they've expanded the categories that include rap music and hip-hop in general a lot in the last 20-plus years. So, probably when he was eligible, there was, like, the one rap category.
And so Queen...
Queen is astounding.
Well, but don't forget that... And I don't know how to explain this, because you're going to just fight me on it. But yes, he's a great singer. Yes, that's Brian May is one of the best guitar players. But a lot of their songs are goofy.
But what about Bohemian Rhapsody?
I understand
that was
Bohemian.
An enormous
but
single.
That wasn't. But look. What do I hear? Didn't they say, though, it became a bigger hit when Wayne and Garth danced to it in Wayne's World? Like, that's when it really hit its highest peak.
That's horrifying. Because I remember that was the song. A little girl when that came out.
They have some songs, I think, that would have played. Like,
Somebody to Love.
Somebody to Love.
My Best Friend.
Crazy Little Thing, right?
Sure.
Those all were...
Huge.
Fat Bottom Girls.
It's just really surprising to hear that they never... And Diana Ross, for God's sake, she's like music royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Old guard, you know? How did she never win a Grammy? It's amazing.
During the Cold War,
all right,
the government briefly considered a plan to mark a bunch of extra large condoms as medium and airdrop them in the Soviet Union to make their men think they had small wieners.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, that's funny. We don't care because it's a vodka.
Of all the things, though, it comes down to that.
Yeah, well, you know. That's
here's how we undermine. Like, I can hear the brainstorming. Here's how we undermine their confidence.
Yes.
What we do is.
You're less of a man.
And every guy in the room goes, yeah, that'd work on me. I really would have a problem with that. Yep.
Well,
I'd
you
feel
tell
terrible.
Me my penis is too tiny.
How
it
am I
does
supposed
count
to
as a penis, even though it's microscopic.
So don't worry, Russians.
That's. Oh, who?
That's hilarious. Even though it's microscopic.
He always had those nuggets, didn't he?
He really did. There really are a bunch of little humanisms that are just...
I have to say my favorite still is, what is?
Yeah,
but
that is the
there's
best.
A lot of there's a lot of doozies in there.
I have a question. Ghetto.
Ghetto.
Where did Americans human? Drink their booze pre-pandemic versus today?
Okay.
Frankly, it doesn't look like there's been as big a change as you'd think. Before
what?
COVID, a lot of people, 42%, mainly drank at home.
Yeah, that's right.
And
I'm
now it's
drink.
At 51%.
Oh. Huh. That's weird. But that's
at a friend's
where your
house.
Booze is. Oh, okay.
Was 11% pre-pandemic, and it still stands at 11%. Mm. So the lockdowns haven't affected that at all.
Well, those are good friends, you know. Those are the people you drink with.
Restaurants. 14% pre-COVID, 9% now. Bars and breweries, 10% versus 3% today.
Yeah.
They're all closed. I didn't even know where I had 3%.
Yeah. There are places you can go and get to-go beers right now. I don't know if you can get a to-go cocktail, but we've picked up pizza and beer to-go.
Huh.
Huh. I was quite surprised. You know, as we picked up our pizza, they're like, oh, do you want any? Yes! They give them to you in a plastic cup. I'm like, well, look at that. Imagine that.
I just, I'm surprised there's not more pre-pandemic bar drinkers. That was the, of
right.
all that, that's surprising.
Well, they
to me
asked cause... where they did the majority of their drinking. So maybe those were people
right.
who, you know, they only drank in bars because they were there all the time. But most people have some booze at home. You know, that does, I'm not surprised that that was the number one answer. You
I
know.
Never had a healthy relationship with booze.
That is true.
But I always partied with my friends early on. At the end, I didn't drink anywhere but home. I drank alone. Mm-hmm. I didn't want anyone to be like, you really think you should have another, huh? You know, that like whole, don't mom me.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't need nobody momming
well, plus
me.
Plus, there's the whole getting home problem. You know.
And then there's also that people know me, so there's that too.
Yes,
like,
wasn't
you know,
like you could anonymously
around.
Be
right.
drinking using your Vinny voice in bars.
Your Vinny voice.
The people of Novato did know me, so yeah. right, I couldn't be at the local watering hole without being caught.
I wonder if people
say.
Drive by your old house, you know, the people who know where you lived, and they think, oh, there's a closet in there that has Vinny's ass cheek print in there, where Vinny sat in there with his bottle and...
You know, I hope not. I hope the people who live there now are... It was a beautiful house, and just because it didn't work out for me, I have to believe better times are happening there. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple of the things you guys sent. 925 says, I've had margaritas to go, LOL.
Oh, so they are doing full-on mixed drinks. There's an idea. Because we are, like, this is, you know, it's pretty serious right now. Like, we're totally locked down. There won't be any critical mess bike ride for us or any hanging with anybody this weekend. And I'm going to need to get some delicious drinks in me.
925 is saying, Another One Bites the Dust was nominated but did not win.
Mm.
Oh, okay. That was a...
Yeah, that was a big hit.
Yeah.
How did we miss that one?
Because I don't think of it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't even actually play that.
Oh, no.
Of all their songs, I wouldn't play that.
I love it. Come on. That's the one. I love that.
Another One Bites the Dust.
Ow.
Another One Bites the Dust.
.707 says Led Zeppelin never won a Grammy either.
Yeah, that's criminal. Come on. even if you just go with highway to hell, stairway to heaven, then, you know, that's, they deserved a Grammy in there somewhere. Come on.
This is funny. 408 says, trying to keep your house clean when everyone is home is like brushing your teeth while eating Oreos. It's perfect. You're perfect, 408.
Oh, that's beautifully
it
said.
It is so true. You follow a two-year-old around and clean up behind it, and you cannot keep up.
It's like she's following you right. Cleaning up. And
it's a circle. It's just like a circle.
It's terrible.
Never-ending Oreos. That
so
is hilarious.
You're having that party as well, Brent.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
Never ending.
And I actually have stopped her in the middle. I'm like, are you going to play with that? Because it doesn't seem like she's just pulling crap out.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
She's not actually going to play with it. She's just emptying a bucket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jesus.
Well, your job is to fill the bucket back up while she empties the toy box. That's, you know, Minnie.
God.
That's what you're doing today.
415 says the KFC thing is real. Anthony Bourdain even covered it on his show.
Oh, I don't know how I missed that.
925's yelling, use a lifeline!
We'll play again. We'll do lifelines. We'll come up with our own to make it easy.
I honestly, as while I was trying to win the game, I was also looking at the clock going, I can't drag
No,
this
we
out.
Can. We can do it as long as we want to. It's fun. And people love to play along in their car.
That's true. There's a lot of text. I'm out of time, though. What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, goodness gracious. How weird does the time go?
It does go fast.
Music news. We'll have a ton of that, some new music, etc. after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.